The Gemara says, "Avol shir shel shreiva." But that our Mishnah talks about that, but it's Simcha's Beis HaShreiva, they used to play the Chalil, that for sure, Divri Hakol Simchahi V'yein Adoichas HaShabbos. That for sure is not called an Avodah, it's only like a mitzvah Simcha, therefore for sure it's not Doichas HaShabbos. Like Rashi says, Avu Shir Shashweva, Shoye Kol Alaylo Al Mailes HaYeredis Mi Ezras Yisrael Yezras Noshim. On the steps that were coming down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim, that's what they used to sing the whole night. Is the Rehakol Simcha Yisrahi V'Eina Minatayr? It's not Midiraisa. Avo Elo Lachavi V'Sa Mitzvah Is V'Ledochi Shabbos. Only to make the mitzvahs nice upon us, but it's not Doichas Shabbos. Therefore, though Machlok is only by the Shir, by the Korvin, but by our Mishnah, by the Chalil, for sure it's not Doichas Shabbos. Now, Omar Rav Yosef, Mino Amino to Bahal Pligi. How do I know that this is the Machlok is? If Ika Shir is the Peh Roy Bekli, like how do I know to say the Machlekes if the Shir is the Chalil is Deicha Shabbos or not by the Korban, that the Machlekes is totally whether the Ika Shir is Bekli or Bepeh? The Tanya will learn like this. Kli Shoreis She'osan Shel Eitz is Rebbe Poisel. If you make a Kli Shoreis, the candle that we use in the Beis HaMikdash, to service in the Beis HaMikdash, that has a Kedusha Saguf on it, now Mechili is supposed to make it out of metal. Let's say you made it out of wood. If you made it out of wood, so the locher is Rebbe Poisel. Rebbe says the Kli Shoreis is Poisel, you can't use it. For Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda Machshir. Rebbe Yossi Yehuda says, no, it's kosher. You can make a Kli Shoreis even out of wood. Now, my love, isn't it, that Pahol Kamiflagi, this is the Machlekes, whether you could make a Kli Shoreis in the Beis HaMikdash out of wood or not. Man the Machshir, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda says it's kosher. Sover, he learns it out from the flute that they use in the Beis HaMikdash when they brought the Kabbonis. So Sover, he holds, Iko Shira V'Kli. The din of the Shir that Levim used to sing had to be done with the Kli, with the flute. Therefore, it's considered a Kli Shoreis, and it was made out of wood. So you see, you're allowed to make a Kli Shoreis out of wood. V'yafine me'oviv de Moshe. And we learn it out from the flute that Moshe used, which was, it means Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was made out of reed, made out of like a wood. So you see, you could have a Kli Shoreis made out of wood. Uman the Posel, the one that says, no, it's Posel, Sovar Ika Shira Bapeh. The main din of the Shir, when Levim used to sing, was with the mouth, not with the Kalim. V'lo Yafina Mi'ov of the Moshe. And we don't learn it out from the Ova, from the flute that Moshe used. Because even by the Ovuv of the Moshe, like it wasn't really Kli Shoreis, because the main part of the Shir was only Bapeh with your mouth, and the music there was only to make it sound nice, but not for the Ikka Mitzvah, it wasn't really called the Kli Shoreis. Tumara says, maybe no, that's not the Machlokes. Loi, I'll tell you. Tekuli Yalmakubi, everybody holds Ikka Shira B'Kli. Everybody holds that the Shir, when Levim sing, you have to have the Kli. You have to have a Kli. You have to have the flutes. You need instruments. For Yehocha, so what's the Machlokes then? The Donin Efsher Mishi Efsher. Everybody holds this. The flute was the Kli Shoreis, and it was made out of wood. Now the question is, can you learn out from here other kalim? Because other kalim could be made out of metal. Like here, the flute, the reason why it's kosher, because it can't be made out of metal. It could only be made out of wood. So it's true, the flute in May Moshe was a Kli Shoreis. For Hocha V'Donan Efsher Mishi Efsher Kamiflagi. Can you learn out from other kalim that they could be made out of metal from the flute that cannot be made out of metal? Man the Masha, the one that says, yes, it's kosher, Sover he holds, Donan Efsher Mishi Efsher. We learn out, even though it's possible to make the Kli Shoreis now made out of metal, still we learn it out from the flute that had to be made out of wood, that any Kli Shoreis could be made out of wood. Or man the post, the one that says it's possible, says no, Sovar, loy don an efshir mishi efshir. I don't learn out from something that could be from something that can't be. So true, the flute, the shir, b'shas levim, sing the duchen, b'shas the kavonis, the shir had to have an instrument, true. And the instrument is made out of wood, and it's a Kli Shoreis. But only this Kli Shoreis could be made out of wood, because it's not possible to have an instrument made out of other metal, made out of metal. Mashenkin, other Kli Shoreis is what could be made out of metal, but Daska has to be made out of metal and cannot be made out of wood. That's the Machlokes here. Whether Doran Efsher, Mishi Efsher, or else Bein Doran Efsher, Mishi Efsher. Then the Gemara says, V'boy Yisem, another Teretz I could tell you, the Kuli Yam, everybody could hold the opposite. The Ika Shir B'Peh. the main part of the shir was only with the mouth. In other words, Levim had to sing, that was the shir. That they used instruments was not a klisharis, it was not the yikar part of the shir. V'yein donin efshir mishi efshir. And therefore we cannot learn out from the flute, as everybody holds, ain donin efshir mishi efshir. You can't learn out from the flute, even though the flute was made out of wood, you can't learn out other kelim from the flute, because the flute had to be made out of wood, but other kelim could be made out of metal. So you can't learn out one from the other. So then, what is the machlekes? If you can make a kli shoras made out of wood, or if a davka has to be made out of metal, for hocha b'melef minoira miklola yaprote oibrebuya umiyute kamiflugi. The machlekes says, how do you learn out all the kli shoras from the menorah? Do you learn it out with a teris, a klal of drosha, with a klal of prato klal, or do you learn it out with a teris ribuyumiyut, like we'll soon see? Rebbe Dorish Klali Aprati. Rebbe Darshan's a klal. It says a general rule. Then it says a prat, a specific rule. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda Dorish Ribu Yumiyat. Ribu means it's marbit, it includes a lot of things. Or miyat, then it says a miyat, no, only one thing. What's the difference? Rebbe Dorish Klali Aprati. Rebbe makes the drasha b'teres, the klal of a klal and a prat, a general rule, and then a prat. The pasuk says, V'yasi Simonoira Klal. Make the menorah made out of anything, a klal. Zohov tor, pure gold, prat. That's a specific way, a prat, only pure gold. Then the pasuk says, miksha taseh, ha menorah. You should like bang out the menorah. Chazer a klal. Again, makes a general rule, any type of making the menorah. So the klal is that klal or prat or klal. When the Torah first says a general rule, and then it says the prat, a specific rule, the klal says, ia tadan elakena prat. You can only learn out something like the prat itself. What does that mean? Maha prat, just like this specific thing. Mefurish. Shomatchis, it says it has to be pure gold. It means it had to be made out of an iron, a metal. Is av kol shomatchis. Any type of a klisharis is only kosher if it's made out of a type of a metal. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Darish, ribuy umiyutai. A different way of darshaning the psukim. The same psukim by the menorah, but it's a ribuy everything, and then a miyut, only one thing. The pasuk says, "Biyosisa menorah, menoras, mashma ribuy. Anything you want, you can make the menorah from." Then the pasuk says, "Zohov tor, pure gold, miyut. It's no something special. Miksha tiyosa hamenorah, chazav ribuy. Again, you can make the menorah made out of anything. That's again a general rule. So the klal is, for ribuy or miyut for ribuy. When you have a ribuy, everything, then a miyut, only one thing, then everything. The klal is ribuy hakol." Everything is included. My ribu, what does it include? Ribu kol milu. All type of things you can make a klisharis from. Even out of wood, you can make a klisharis. Oma miyit, but still the Torah says, Zohav Torah, it has to exclude something. Miyit shocheris. That an earthly kli, that's no good. That's the only miyit. See if you learn it out from a ribu, o miyit. It's marbe, it includes everything. Only one thing you take out, that's all. So here we'll take out an earthly kli. But if you learn it from a klal or prato klal, it doesn't only take out one thing. It takes out everything because it has to be like the prat it has to be. So it has to leave not only gold, because there's a klal or prato klal, but it has to kopon and be something like a matris, it has to be like a metal, some type of metal. Rashi says, miyat shocheris, diakorch miyat. It's coming to take exclude something. This is the most thing to take off more than anything else. Papa says it goes according to Machlokes Tanoim. Alright, we'll stop here.